Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Janine Knopp and also Aunt Molly. Good morning to you, Janine.
Oh, good morning, LaVon.
And in case folks don't know, Janine and Aunt Molly are the same person. And so we're going to talk about when we can see Aunt Molly on TV.
All right. Aunt Molly and Friends, the new interactive children's television program, airs on WWT Channel 6, which is the NBC affiliate out of Omaha, on Sunday mornings. It's an early morning time. It's from 6 to 6:30 a.m. weekly. We just started our weekly opportunities this past Sunday, April 6th. And we are so excited to be on a weekly venue like this.
And if the kids don't get up, because this is really a children's program. Well, everybody can watch. It's fun. I've watched it. But if we don't see it on Sunday, we might be able to see it on Saturday.
That is correct. Christopher Ewing, who's the executive producer, told me the other day that we have a great advantage because Channel 6 has said when they don't have sports programming on Saturdays from noon to 12:30, then Aunt Molly and Friends will run on Saturdays from noon to 12:30, as well as the next day on Sunday mornings from 6 to 6:30. That's Channel 6. This particular weekend happens to be one of those weekends where we can see Aunt Molly and Friends two times in weekend.
And then if we even miss that, we still can see it.
Oh, that's the nice opportunity about the internet. AuntMollyandFriends.com is our website, AuntMollyandFriends.com. And if you click on that link or go to that site on your computer, on your internet, you will see all fun kinds of fun things on that homepage, including a spot where you would click, and it says, click here to see this week's show, and that's what you can do. The shows are put on YouTube every week, so it makes it wonderful that we can expand our audience to the world through the venue of YouTube.
And I think it's really good for parents to watch it with their children, but in case they can't do that, you know, little kids, I have a 2 and 3 year old that seems to be able to operate their computers, and they probably can bring that program up. But just the parent, we need to help them find that program. And because it's a pretty exciting thing, Janine. I know you're just ultra excited about it. So let's talk a little bit about the content. Why would parents and children like to watch that?
Our program, Aunt Molly and Friends, really hits on the idea of older youth and adult positive role models to influence the character of children ages 12 and under.
Now, that doesn't sound very exciting to me. It sounds like a really wonderful mission, but I'm not sure it encourages me to watch it.
We do that through these venues. Aunt Molly has her sidekick, the puppet Rusty, and we banter back and forth. But Rusty is a positive role model, too.
And you bet.
Kids just absolutely love that little guy. And he's my best friend as well. But we have exotic animals that are brought on to the show and to the studio, and the kids see that. We allow the kids to know that there are exotic animal refuges and farms and ranches around the Omaha area that in some cases they can visit.
And, you know, I'll interrupt you because I'm not sure that we said that this program is being recorded in Council Bluffs. We're not talking about New York City or Los Angeles. This is being recorded in Council Bluffs, and we're going to talk about opportunities there. But since I interrupted, let's go a little more on content.
Okay, yes. We have the opportunity. We bring in a role model who's of a character named Farmer Brian. He has a guitar, and we sing, and we dance, and we do all kinds of fun things to get the wiggly squigglies out of the children after they've been sitting in the audience for a while. It's really fun to do that. Then one of the other full-time cast members is a lady named Dr. Deb, and she is a child psychologist. She has a segment on the program where I interview her, and we talk about sensitive issues for children. Bullying. How do you respond to someone who bullies you? What do you do if you're presented with a situation where you may think you want to tell a little fib? You know it's wrong, but you still may want to do that anyway. Or maybe there's something that you've coveted and see that someone else has and they're not looking, so you might just slip that into your pocket and call it yours. So she addresses that issue, an issue like that too. How do you make new friends, especially if they look different than you, if their skin color is different than yours, if they walk with a walker, if they just talk differently than you, or maybe they might even have a an odor to them that is not as sweet as what you'd like it to be. How do you respond to that?
And so the Dr. Deb, although she's a psychologist, she talks in children's language, makes it very simple. And, of course, I think all of your program, it's something that children can really relate to.
Yes.
So let's see. You have another visitor. It's interesting because I've watched him. You know, somebody knocks on the door and you have to go open the door. And who's going to be there?
One of the characters would be Postman Joe, who is a magician. And let me tell you, is he ever good? I just find it fascinating to see where he can pull these pie-sized coins out from behind a child's ear. And he's not even wearing long sleeves to hide those coins. He's fantastic and so enthusiastic. Two other characters who are part of the full-time cast are named Mimi and Gigi. They're identical 19-year-old young ladies who offer the children teaching opportunities where they teach them how to make healthy snacks. We do crafts together, and it is just so exciting for me as Aunt Molly to interview these young girls and even to watch the interaction between the children and these young role models.
So they get the children involved with this. I mean, much of the time, children are sitting and paying attention and so on, but they also get to do some things.
Yes, exactly. In our craft time, we do things together, and that is when children really open up on that one-on-one basis, not just to me as Aunt Molly sitting there or Mimi and Gigi, but they start talking with the children sitting beside them and learning more about who these other children are. And it is so exciting because the children are so polite. They're quiet. They love doing what they're doing.
Then there's Tippi.
Oh, Tippi is quite a character in her own right. She takes some of the older children, and this has been pre-recorded, and they have gone to different local venues. They have gone to the Omaha Fire Station. They've gone to the Durham
Museum.
The Durham Museum. And I've been to that Durham Museum, but I've never been on a tour, and I certainly didn't know that sweetgrass put off an offensive odor to bugs, so that when the Indians used that sweetgrass in building their houses, it kept the bugs away.
Everybody can learn something, right?
Yes, that's right.
So that's another good reason for parents to listen and see with their children what's going on, and probably have some great conversations following the program. So, now, I want to talk about, because these children are real children. They're not actors. They are real children. Mm-hmm. And it could be your child. If you're a parent or grandparent listening, it could be your child.
That's right. You have an opportunity to enroll, you might say, your child, or apply to have your child be a part of this studio audience. Our studio is in the Mall of the Bluffs, in the former Gymboree store location, which is very easy to find in the Mall of the Bluffs. It's a permanent studio there. We tape 4 shows on a Saturday once a month. The shows tapings are 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 1 and 3. And if you go to AuntMollyAndFriends.com, there will be a place on that homepage on the website where you can apply to have your child be a part of the studio audience.
And so you think about, if you're listening from Oakland, Atlantic, Lewis, wherever, you're so close to Council Bluffs. What a great opportunity to have a child be a part of this show. And one of the positive things I think about where you're recording is that parents don't get to be in the room, but they can see it all.
Yes, that's right. Our studio isn't large enough for the parents to be in there with their children when we're recording. But with those glass front windows, they can stand there and watch the entire process.
So be sure to look at these are great opportunities. When's the next taping?
The next taping is Saturday, May 10th. But prior to that, the week prior to that, at Mall of the Bluffs on Saturday, May 3rd, is we're having what's called an Aunt Molly Day. And it's just going to be a fun time for kids to come and jump around in the big blow-up jumping houses. But if your child has a special talent, it can be on, he or she can be on stage and show off that special talent. These are all things that can be showcase your child, and even if you have a business that relates to teaching children new things, new steps, new techniques, new events in their life.
Whatever you'd like to teach children.
Yes, you can be a part of this too. And again, to go to the website, AuntMollyAndFriends.com, that will help you find out more about it.
All right. Now, Janine, one of the things in this program is I hope people will recognize your voice, because you have a special song, and you get to sing that song at the beginning and the end, and I think it kind of brings you into the program. So We want to keep up to date on what's happening with Aunt Molly. We appreciate you coming to visit with us, Janine.
Oh, thank you. Janine, it's so fun.
Till next time, I thought Janine would appreciate. Just sing your song. And don't worry if it's good enough. Just sing.